Morning Watch, the Holy Word for Morning Revival, Book of Philippians, Week 1, Day 2. Philippians 1, verses 3 to 6. I thank my God upon all my remembrance of you, always in my every petition on behalf of you all, making my petition with joy. For your fellowship unto the furtherance of the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun in you a good work will complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. Philippians 3 verses 9 to 10. And be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is out of the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is out of God and based on faith, to know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. Philippians 3, verses 12 to 14. Not that I have already obtained or am already perfected, but I pursue, if even I may lay hold of that for which I also have been laid hold of by Christ Jesus. Brothers, I do not account of myself to have laid hold, but one thing I do, forgetting the things which are behind and stretching forward to the things which are before, I pursue toward the goal for the prize to which God in Christ Jesus has called me upward. Philippians 1, verse 27. Only conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, that whether coming and seeing you or being absent, I may hear of the things concerning you, that you stand firm in one spirit, with one soul, striving together along with the faith of the gospel. Romans 1, verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes, both to Jew first and to Greek. John 15, verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. John 15, verse 11. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be made full. Portions from footnotes. Verse 5 says, For your fellowship unto the furtherance of the gospel from the first day until now. In verse 5, fellowship here means participation, communication. See note on Romans 15, verse 26. The saints in Philippi had fellowship unto the gospel, participating in the furtherance of the gospel through the Apostle Paul's ministry. This participation included their financial contributions to the apostle, which issued in the furtherance of the gospel. Their having this kind of fellowship, which kept them from being individualistic and diversely minded, implies that they were one with the Apostle Paul and with one another. This gave them the ground for their experience and enjoyment of Christ, which is the main point of this book. The Christ experiencing and enjoying life is a life in the furtherance of the gospel, a gospel preaching life, not individualistic, but corporate. Hence, there is the fellowship unto the furtherance of the gospel. The more fellowship we have in the furtherance of the gospel, the more Christ we experience and enjoy. This kills our self, ambition, preference, and choice. In verse 5 concerning the gospel, in this book, Paul uses several significant terms. Fellowship unto, the gospel, the defense and confirmation of the gospel, the advancement of the gospel, and the faith of the gospel. Paul's preaching of Christ as the gospel included fellowship, defense, confirmation, advancement, and the faith. In contrast, the Judaistic believers preached Christ out of rivalry, factiousness, selfish ambition, envy, and strife, and did not cause the gospel to advance. Portions from Life Study Messages. The whole book of Philippians is a definition of the gospel. The gospel is the proclamation of the move of God on earth according to his economy. This means that the gospel is the preaching of God's economy. Thus, the gospel includes the matter of magnifying Christ and living Christ. It includes every aspect of the experience of Christ covered in this book. For the Philippian believers to participate with Paul in the furtherance of the gospel meant that they were partaking in the move of God's economy on earth. Verses 5 and 6 indicate that the fellowship unto the furtherance of the gospel is a good work, a work initiated by Christ. Christ will complete this work until the day of Christ Jesus. Philippians unveils the fact that the experience of Christ is the fellowship unto the gospel until the Lord Jesus comes back. From the time we are saved until the time the Lord Jesus comes back, our Christian life should be a gospel preaching life. We are not here for our education, job, or family, and we are not here to earn money or to gain a reputation or position. We are here to live a gospel preaching life, a life that preaches Christ. However, our gospel preaching life should not be individualistic. Rather, it must be corporate. This is the reason that in the preaching of the gospel we have fellowship. If we simply engage in the preaching of the gospel, we shall not have very much experience of Christ. The experience of Christ is not mainly in the preaching, it is in the fellowship. We need to preach the gospel in fellowship. As long as you have fellowship in your preaching of the gospel, you will experience Christ.